Weekly Letter, May 6, 2019. As many of you know, I use voice dictation for my letters and anything else I have to write. I have to admit, Dragon Naturally Speaking is a very good program. Well, just today I received a message from Dragon trying to sell me a new and more powerful microphone. So anyway, I thought about it for a minute, and it's my determination and some of my concerns. The first concern I had was whether my electric bill will go up because of using this really super powerful microphone. Then you have the other issues that may come up having to do with the supposed strength of the microphone. Would my words burn a hole in the paper? In the old days, it's not uncommon for an improperly adjusted typewriter to punch holes in the paper. So I thought, since this is electronic, it might be a little faster, and maybe the same problem may be possible here. In addition, if I did not punch a hole in the paper, would my words coming from such a new and more powerful microphone burn through some computer speaker systems or things of that sort? Well, as you can see, the potential problems here outweighed any possible advantage, as the microphone that I use seems to work well. Another dilemma came across my desk today. I was planning to release a paperback version of my new book. Well, as luck would have it, Amazon came back and told me I had a few technical issues I needed to deal with. So earlier in the day, I decided to do some lawn work, where I asked some fire ants if they had any idea how to resolve these technical issues I was having. Well, as you can imagine, they were not very interested in my goings-on and told me to bugger off or they'll sting my feet. Knowing the nature of fire ants, I was not necessarily devastated by their attitude, though I thought them to be quite rude. So I gave them some lunch. I noticed in the past some reason they have never returned for more. I guess they do not like my hospitality. I tried asking some corals the same questions. As you know, we shamans can talk to other life forms. The problem with corals is they were undecided. As we've seen throughout history, the possibility of gaining information was an exercise in futility. However, my time was not completely a loss, as I got good detailed inventory of their nets. As I mentioned last week, I'm going to be attaching audio files to the letters and eventually set up a separate email list for those who wish to have the audio file only. If you like having the idea of audio file only or prefer to have both just the audio file as an attachment, please let me know, as I'm still figuring this out. Well, I did release my third book a few weeks back. It turned out it had some errors which were not realized until I received a proof copy of the print. So anyway, I went through the whole thing and made corrections. So the corrected version is now on Amazon Kindle today as of May 5, 2019. In a few days, I will complete the reformatting processes for the paperback version of the book, which will also be available on Amazon and others. Furthermore, I'll be placing this and my other two books on Audible. This Friday's class will be the mystical examination of the intellect's construction. In the bonds of the work I am, Charles.